Chapter 1. Sit. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. And raised us up with him, and made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For by grace have ye been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, that no man should glory. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. God made him to sit, and made us to sit with him. Let us first consider the implications of this word, sit. As we have said, it reveals the secret of a heavenly life. Christianity does not begin with walking, it begins with sitting. The Christian era began with Christ, of whom we are told that, when he had made purification of sins, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. With equal truth, we can say that the individual Christian life begins with a man in Christ. That is to say, when by faith we see ourselves seated together with him in the heavens. Most Christians make the mistake of trying to walk in order to be able to sit, but that is a reversal of the true order. Our natural reason says, if we do not walk, how can we ever reach the goal? What can we attain without effort? How can we ever get anywhere if we do not move? But Christianity is a queer business. If at the outset we try to do anything, we get nothing. If we seek to attain something, we miss everything. For Christianity begins not with a big do, but with a big done. Thus, Ephesians opens with the statement that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Chapter 1, verse 3. And we are invited at the very outset to sit down and enjoy what God has done for us, not to set out to try and attain it for ourselves. Walking implies effort, whereas God says that we are saved, not by works, but by grace through faith. Chapter 2, verse 8. We constantly speak of being saved through faith, but what do we mean by it? We mean this, that we are saved by reposing in the Lord Jesus. We did nothing whatever to save ourselves. We simply laid upon him the burden of our sin-sick souls. We began our Christian life by depending not upon our own doing, but upon what he had done. Until a man does this, he is no Christian. For to say, I can do nothing to save myself, but by his grace God has done everything for me in Christ, is to take the first step in the life of faith. The Christian life from start to finish is based upon this principle of utter dependence upon the Lord Jesus. There is no limit to the grace God is willing to bestow upon us. He will give us everything, but we can receive none of it except as we rest in him. Sitting is an attitude of rest. Something has been finished, work stops, and we sit. It is paradoxical, but true, that we only advance in the Christian life as we learn, first of all, to sit down. What does it really mean to sit down? When we walk or stand, we bear on our legs all the weight of our own body. But when we sit down, our entire weight rests upon the chair or couch on which we sit. We grow weary when we walk or stand, but we feel rested when we have sat down for a while. In walking or standing, we expend a great deal of energy, but when we are seated, we relax at once, because the strain no longer falls upon our muscles and nerves, but upon something outside of ourselves. So also in the spiritual realm, to sit down is simply to rest our whole weight, our load, ourselves, our future, everything upon the Lord. We let him bear the responsibility and cease to carry it ourselves. This was God's principle from the beginning. In the creation, God worked from the first day to the sixth day and rested on the seventh. We may truthfully say that for those first 6 days, he was very busy. Then the task he had set himself completed, he ceased to work. The seventh day became the Sabbath of God. It was God's rest. But what of Adam? Where did he stand in relation to that rest of God? Adam, we are told, was created on the sixth day. Clearly, then, he had no part in those first 6 days of work, for he came into being only at their end. God's seventh day.